Hi there, this is El Star with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 16th. Welcome back, Santa Anita. Welcome back, Churchill Downs. Racing across the country, great racing. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal internet betting site. Legal in most states, covering most tracks, great perks. Check it out, amwager.com, where you can also get the written version of the Key Races and Bets podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to amwager.com and clicking on how to bet or clicking on handicapping. We're going to start with the sixth race at Santa Anita on Saturday, May 16th, with a post of 6:06 Eastern, 3:06 Pacific, and this is the Echo Eddie Stakes. Although Big Sweep, who's a filly, entered against Boys, won her career debut and only start leading from start to finish, there's evidence she's not a needle lead type and won't get caught up in the very likely early pace battle between Stir the Pot, Project Leader, and Better Trip Nick. Outside of that trio in the gate, Big Sweep may find herself in a great spot in fourth as the field moves down the backside, enabling her to take over on the turn and hold off any closers. In that debut, Big Sweep earned a field-high 99 echo-based speed figure and should improve in her second career start. It's interesting to note, trainer Mark Glatt entered her in this race against the Boys instead of the filly version, race 8, later on the card, likely because he had an idea of who was going to run in that race, including a multiple stakes winner in Warren's Showtime, rather than the number of horses not nearly as proven in stakes. Better still, as a filly, Big Sweep gets to carry from 5 to 9 pounds less in jockey and saddle weight. Club Aspen is proven in stakes around one turn and around two turns. He won at 6 furlongs last August in the second start of his career. Then last December, he won the King Gloria Stakes, a similar cowbred stakes, around two turns. Jockey Velez has been aboard for both his wins and rides today. And Club Aspen earned a career-best 95 speed figure when second in the Dirt Sprint in November before 93 in the King Glorious. Both those as two-year-olds, and he could run even better as a three-year-old. Summer Fire and Rookie Mistake get honorable mention. Rookie Mistake won a turf sprint in his most recent start in March, on March 6th, with Summer Fire a class fast closing fourth, beating a neck for third, while Rookie Mistake earned a higher 96 figure. He's winless in three starts on dirt, although he did finish second in one of them. Summer Fire beat him that day in that dirt sprint and earned his only win in the sprint. Both have a closing style likely to benefit from the pace of the race. In the Echo Eddie Stakes, race 6 at Santa Anita on Saturday, May 16th, with a post of 6:06 Eastern, 3:06 Pacific, bet Big Sweep to win at 2-1 or more and Club Aspen to win at 5-2 or more. Bet them both if they're above those odds or those odds are higher. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of proportioning your bets for the best edge. With a dutching tool, you can enter how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and based on the odds, the math is done for you. AmWager has a free dutching tool, which I use a lot, among many other great features. For the exactas, Big Sweep and Club Aspen over all, Big Sweep and Club Aspen over, Big Sweep, Club Aspen, Summer Fire, and Rookie Mistake. For the pick three, Big Sweep and Club Aspen in race 6, Strike at Dawn, Desert Oasis, and Dog Tag in race 7. Smiling Shirley, Belvita, Been Studying Her, Florentine Diamond, Warren's Showtime, and Home Home in race 8. I'll repeat those in race 8 again. Smiling Shirley, Belvita, Been Studying Her, Florentine Diamond, Warren's Showtime, and Home Home. That's an $18 bet at the 50-cent minimum. You can also play a double using the horses in race 6 and 7. Moving on to race 7. Post time, 6:37 Eastern, 3:37 Pacific. Desert Oasis is one of three beneficiaries of a very fast pace between needle lead types. She's Our Charm and sold it. Desert Oasis moved right through the first allowance condition in February after breaking her maiden the previous July. And as she won fresh off a six-month layoff, there's no problem coming back for 3 months today. Pratt taking the call is a big signal she's ready to pick up where she left off with a win. Dog Tag finished second with no excuse when last seen March 8th at the level and distance. She didn't make the lead between the 8th and 16th poles, but was beaten on the square by a length and a half at the end. However, She'd been off since last August and changed trainers since then. Her workout from the past month had been solid. She could improve. She won a stakes last year on Preakness weekend, and she can get the job done. Strike at Dawn drops out of graded stakes and returns from 6 months off. She wasn't disgraced in the grade 3 red carpet handicap last fall when leading at the mile and a quarter mark, then fading to be beaten in nose and head for second. She won at the first allowance condition last July before those stakes races, and she's been working well. In race 7, San Anita Post of 6:37 Eastern, 3:37 Pacific on Saturday, May 16th. Desert Oasis, a win bet at 2-1 or more. Pick 3, Strike at Dawn, Desert Oasis dog tag in race 7. Smiling Shirley, Belvita, been studying her. Florentine Diamond, warned Showtime, home in race 8. In race 9, Haywood's Beach, Lemonade Stand, and Dominant Soul. At the 50-cent minimum, that's a $27 ticket, and you can play a double from races 7 to 8 as well. Moving on to race 8. This is the evening jewel stakes with a post of 7:08 Eastern, 4:08 Pacific. And Smiling Shirley is really interesting in this cowbred stakes for fillies, particularly anywhere near her 10-1 starting odds. With lots of early speed types signed on, the closer should have a field day. Dim Lights just won wire-to-wire to sprint on grass. Speedy Gigi, wire-to-wire winner in both starts. And Absolutely the Delight type, both Bulletproof One, do not seem capable of staying out of each other's way early. Considering Bulletproof One opens as the 5-2 morning line favorite, that makes the race really playable. Additionally, Warren Showtime, who opens the second choice at 3-1, has earned her 4 wins in turf routes, all 4 wins, and may not be as good on dirt. Back to Smiling Shirley, she won her debut last July at 5 furlongs on dirt, finished third to Ben Studying Her in a similar cowbred stakes in August, followed up with 2 more runner-up efforts in stakes like this one, then came 2 irrelevant races on grass. Moving back to turf for her most recent start in March, Smiling Shirley rallied nicely from 4th to draw off easily, and Smith getting on to nice touch. Been studying her as 3-for-6 in her career. More significantly, she's a perfect 3-for-3 in dirt sprints. She won her debut last July, then the stakes I mentioned earlier in which she beat Smiling Shirley in August, as well as another cowbred stakes in November. Been studying her returns freshened off a 4-month layoff and gets Pratt, so is likely to run well. There are other horses listed in the pick threes and doubles mentioned in the last couple races. And of those, there's one that I'm going to put a couple bucks on to win in high odds, and that's Florentine Diamond. She won her debut in December on dirt by 7 lengths and was third in turf sprint, also against cowbreds, before being way out of her league in a open grade 3 stakes, not a cowbred stakes. She's backing with her friends today, and 3 of her last 4 workouts have been really strong. In race 8 at San Anita, the evening jewel stakes with a post of 7:08 Eastern, 4:08 Pacific, Smiling Shirley can be bet to win and been studying her at odds of 5-2 or more. I might even go down to 2-1 and been studying her. And a couple of dollars to win on Florentine Diamond at 8-1 or more. When making multiple win bets, use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. AmWager has a great Dutching tool available as many other great features and perks. For the exacta, Smiling Shirley and been studying her over. Smiling Shirley, been studying her, Bella Vita, Florentine Diamond, Warned Showtime, and Home. If you bet the exacta for $2, or whatever you bet it for, bet half as much on the other way, which is going to be Smiling Shirley, been studying her, Bella Vita, Florentine Diamond, Warned Showtime, and Home, over Smiling Shirley and been studying her. And again, we can play an optional double here, especially if we're not live in the pick three, and that's going to be Smiling Shirley, Bella Vita, been studying her, Florentine Diamond, Warren Showtime, and Home in race 8, with Haywood's Beach, Lemonade Stand, and Dominant Soul in race 9. Moving on to the last race in this sequence on Saturday, May 16th on this Key Races Bets podcast, sponsored by AmWager. That's San Anita Race 9 with a 7:38 post Eastern, 4:38 Pacific. And don't forget, you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races Bets blog, by going to AmWager.com. And if you're not a member, check it out and sign up. It doesn't cost you anything to sign up, and you can bet lots of tracks around the country. You get lots of perks from AmWager.com. In race 9, Lemonade Stand is likely to be live in his career debut, even though it's a mile on turf. I was surprised his morning line is 6-1, but there are a few reasons why morning line maker John White says starting odds low instead of at double digits like the other two first-time starters. First, Flavien Prat takes the call, and that means Flavien's sharp agent likely figures the Colts is talented and ready to show that talent. The sire's Lemon Drop Kid, a decent enough sire of turf route winners, and better still, the Dam, who's out of a Warfront mare, has produced two horses which debuted in two-turn turf races, both in the maiden special weight level, and both won first out. Another plus is even though he doesn't start many first-time starters in turf routes, trainer Tim Yakteen has a very strong record of 4-for-11 going back 5 years with first-time starters in turf. Considering only one of the horses which has run has won well enough to win, Lemonade Stand has a big shot in this race. Haywood's Beach is the one that does fit the bill, having run well enough and has run before. He tipped his hand in his first turf route try when last seen in March. He rallied from nearly 10 lengths back to miss by a neck in that race. And from the rail today, he's going to get a great trip and could improve to win. Dominant Soul opens at 8-1 and is an interesting as a potential upsetter. His odds should drift up as he went to post at 46-1 to 89-1 odds in his four turf route starts to date. He had big trouble in one of those, but in two of his other last three, Dominant Soul showed some ability, particularly in one in which he led from start and tired, and the other in which he finished third of eight. His sire is Dominus, pretty good turf sire, and the Colts' owner-trainer, Paula Capestro, is a good horse person who wins with some nice prices once in a while. She's a veteran. In race 9 at Santa Anita with a post of 7:38 Eastern, 4:38 Pacific on Saturday, May 16th, win bets. Haywood's Beach and Lemonade Stand at odds of 7-2 or more, and a couple bucks to win on Dominant Soul at 5-1 or more. And again, if you do make multiple win bets, try and use a Dutching tool. There's a free one in Amwager. It really helps you out. For the exacta, Haywood Beach, Lemonade Stand, and Dominant Soul over. Haywood's Beach, Lemonade Stand, Dominant Soul, Eastern Ocean, No Slow-Mo, Leprino, Istanbul, and Summer Invasion. And I'll say that again. It's the three top picks, Haywood's Beach, Lemonade Stand, and Dominant Soul in first and in second, plus Eastern Ocean, No Slow-Mo, Leprino, Istanbul, and Summer Invasion. I sure hope that you enjoyed this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog, check out Amwager, go make some money. Welcome back, Sanity and Gulfstream and Churchill, as well as Gulfstream, of course. Talk to you next week.